USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has made immigration reform a priority in his first days in office, sending Congress a proposal that would create a path to citizenship for an estimated 11 million people illegally in the country. That proposal is already drawing pushback from Senate Republicans. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says the president's proposal is dead on arrival. He tells Fox News there won't be much support for a measure that hurts American workers.
The bill that Joe Biden sent last week, I think, will be dead on arrival. It's far to the left of any immigration bill that Congress has considered. It would flood the labor markets with millions of unskilled migrants, whether they're here presently as illegal aliens or they're rushing to the border now. That would be terrible for working-class Americans, taking their jobs away or driving their wages down.
And Mexico's President Manuel López Obrador has tested positive for COVID-19. He tweeted Sunday evening that he was experiencing mild symptoms and is receiving medical treatment. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired. And they are hopeless, completely hopeless, because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
President Biden is pushing to keep his promise to administer 100 million doses of COVID vaccine in his first 100 days in office, but some have said that pace will be too slow to effectively control the virus. The head of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, tells Fox News that her biggest concern is making sure there is enough supply to be able to increase the pace at which vaccinations are being administered.
We are limited by numerous constraints here. The first is the supply, and we're working closely with manufacturers so that that does not become a constraint. We also need to sort of make sure that the supply gets to pharmacies, that we have enough vaccinators, that we have enough places and outreach to do the vaccination. So, yes, I think that the supply is probably going to be the most limiting constraint early on. And we're really hoping that after that first 100 days, we'll have much more production, not just for these two vaccines, but we are hopeful that we'll have another one from Johnson & Johnson in the weeks ahead, and perhaps even a fourth coming down the pipeline.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time, comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A person who sent death threats to a Capitol Police officer and a member of Congress is now under arrest. Wendy King has the story from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
The Department of Justice has revealed that a Texas man who allegedly participated in the January 6th Capitol insurrection also posted online death threats against Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and a Capitol Police officer. Garrett Miller of Richardson, Texas, faces 5 criminal charges stemming from the January 6th Capitol insurrection. He posted on social media pictures of himself at the insurrection. He also wrote that the officer who fatally shot a 35-year-old Trump supporter deserves to die, and tweeted that someone should assassinate AOC. According to the DOJ, he was arrested Wednesday, and federal prosecutors are asking a judge to keep him in jail pending trial. A hearing is scheduled for Monday. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the matchup for Super Bowl 55 is now set. The Kansas City Chiefs will get a chance to repeat as NFL champions after beating the Buffalo Bills 38-24 in the AFC Championship game. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeated the Green Bay Packers 31-26 in the NFC Championship game to provide the opposition. The win sends Tampa quarterback Tom Brady to his 10th Super Bowl, extending his record for most appearances in the game. With the Bucs win, they also become the first team to play in a Super Bowl being held in their home stadium. Super Bowl 55 will happen February 7th at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.